Rays of golden light shooting out from the dark globe of the Earth, which is turning in space. 3D gold letters appear spelling out the word Universal, an MCA company. A droplet falls into a dark liquid. Then, from underneath the ripples, words form against the black background. Imagine Entertainment. Universal Pictures and Imagine Entertainment present a Brian Grazer production, a Peter Segal film, Eddie Murphy, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps. People going into a small church, starring Janet Jackson and Larry Miller. Inside, the church is decorated with flowers and the congregation clap along to a choir. With John Ailes, Richard Gant, Anna Maria Horsford and Melinda McGraw. Next, a large man is getting dressed. Then, an elderly lady drives down an aisle in a motorized scooter. She runs over someone's foot. She drives up to the front pew.
Well, look what rolled in.
You know, at first I thought you was old ass raising it, riding on a skateboard.
Yes, I like to come over there and choke the life out of you right in front of Jesus.
Sweet Lord, give me strength today. Don't make me have to whip nobody's head in the church.
Ignore me, ignore all his prayers. He ain't nothing ever did nothing. Kiss his back, miss his legs, give him a stroke or something.
Do you, Sherman Clump? Yes, I do. Indeed, I do.
The large man, Sherman Clump, is wearing a morning suit and a white flower in his lapel.
Happy day, happy day, happy day, my ass.
Four bridesmaids watch Sherman as he arrives.
Oh, look out.
My baby's finally getting married. I never thought I'd live to see the day, but it's finally getting married.
The bride starts to walk down the aisle.
Boy, here she comes. Here she comes.
The congregation have risen to their feet, and Sherman watches her with wonderment. As she approaches him with an enormous, beaming smile, red petals flutter down around her from the ceiling. Sherman's mother is in the choir.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I promise myself I'm going to cry, girl. I'm going to cry.
Sherman swells with pride as the bride gets closer to him, and she bashfully lowers her head for a moment.
Yeah, all right. Dynamite.
You may be seated.
Thank God.
Sherman's grandmother signals to the heavens, and Sherman lifts the bride's veil.
Oh, I always knew he'd find the right girl. Always knew. You see the Indian heights, the cheekbones. Ooh.
Sherman!
Oh, Lord.
Shh, that baby's so stupid.
Dearly beloved, we have gathered here today to join these two people in holy matrimony.
Hey, Lord.
The eminent scientist, Professor Sherman Clump, and his longtime sweetheart, Denise Gaines.
Oh, Sherman.
Denise blows Sherman a kiss.
If anyone has any reason why these two should not be wed, let him speak now, or forever hold his penis.
Peyton.
Oh, Sherman! That's it, son. Show him what the clumps are made of.
Sherman, calm down, babe. Save it for your honeymoon.
A large bulge in Sherman's trousers.
Surprise!
The bulge becomes a man's head.
Hey, Sherman, calm down. What was wrong with you?
Sherman pushes the head back into his trousers, and a pair of legs emerge from his backside, kicking the priest. The congregation flee from the church just as the man in Sherman's trousers escapes out of his rear end.
Don't hurt yourself, baby. You are coming with Buddy.
No! No!
See you later, chunky butt!
Ah! And then I wake up in a cold sweat.
How often do you have this dream?
I tell you, I've been having them more and more lately.
You seem to be very fond of this girl, Denise.
My God, she is so special to me. But how is she going to love me when I got Buddy Love inside me? I want to be perfect for her.
Perfect?
No one is perfect, Sherman. You need to understand that buddy love is a representation of the uninhibited hedonistic id. Person.
Buddy love is real. Well, he was real, and he does take control of me sometimes.
You will never learn to control him until you accept the fact that he is a part of you.
Yeah, and I'm the best part, too. And I tell you something else, punk. All these diplomas on this wall don't make up for the fact that you got a little Vienna sausage in your drawers. Is that why they call you a shrink?
Shut up, fatty. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, session got a little out of control.
You see, we all have a little buddy love inside us.
Yeah.
But we can't let him rule our lives. You're in charge, Sherman. Can you say that for me?
I'm in charge.
Can't hear you.
I'm in charge.
I can't hear you.
I'm in charge. Sorry about that. Yeah, come in charge. I'm in charge.
A university campus.
You're right. I am in charge. Clump in charge. Yes, indeed. Afternoon, ladies.
Sherman strides confidently across the campus. Directed by Peter Segal.
Hey, Professor Clump, how's it going?
Fantastic. How about yourself? Yeah, Clump in charge. Afternoon. Good day. How you doing?
An elderly lady with a small dog.
Wonderful day.
Beautiful day, isn't it, Professor?
Bite me, old hag.
What?
I said, he likes me. Look at him wag. Hey, little fella. See a little tail wagging? Have a good day. I'm in charge. My goodness.
As he arrives at the Wellman Biological Research Center, an attractive young girl in a revealing top passes him.
Kind of hot today, huh, Professor?
You have no idea how hot it is. Hot, nice and hot.
Oh, Professor, I loved your lecture the other day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
He catches sight of his reflection.
It's all in my head. I'm in control.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that, bubble butt.
Eyes closed, Sherman shakes his head and Buddy's reflection is replaced by his own, inside a lecture theater.
It is theoretically possible to isolate the elements of an individual's genetic makeup and separate them. Now, someday, we may be able to locate an unhealthy risk factor in our DNA and remove it.
Excuse me.
When that day comes, we will literally Or whether this is advisable is another question entirely.
No, my eye!
Are you bleeding? You're not bleeding? Okay, good.
Ah, Professor Klum.
Oh, Professor Gaines, how are you? I was hoping I might be able to sit in on your lecture.
I'm sure we can accommodate you since you were so quiet coming in.
Well, it's very hard to be quiet when you're lecturing on genomic extractions. I think it's very exciting.
Oh, I agree completely. Something about the way the nucleotides cohere with the target sequence.
Well, I always say if you can't be with the nucleotide that you love, cohere with the one you're with.
The students appear unamused.
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, I want those lab reports on my desk, you guys. No excuses. I'll see you next time.
Professor Gaines organizes some paperwork.
Professor Gaines.
Oh, Professor Klump.
Yeah. I was wondering if you had a...
Dean Richmond, we were...
Just having a chat.
Don't be bashful, Professor Gaines. Pound for pound, this big lug's the greatest scientist on the planet. And let's be honest, pound for pound, he is a planet. That said with love. Did you get those Google clusters I sent you?
Yes, I did, Dean Richmond. Thank you very much, but I'm on a diet right now, so I can't eat them.
And it's working beautifully. No, I'm telling you, when I came in with this light and in that outfit, you could really think for a second that... Anyway, you said you had something to show me.
I am so excited about this, Dean. You will be too. You got that? Come on. Jason, where's our patient?
Right here, Professor.
Come on, boy.
Now, this is Buster. Buster suffers from acute arthritis and diminished vision, which are both signs of advanced aging. But we're going to see if we can fix all of Buster's problems right now, aren't we, Buster? Yes, we are. This little experiment makes use of Professor Gaines' brilliant research on gene targeting. Now, if I've composed this formula properly, this should be most impressive. All right, Buster. Abundanza.
As Buster laps up the formula from his bowl, the computer shows his age decreasing until he's just a puppy.
Jiminy freaking cricket!
Sherman, this is amazing. You've just discovered the
Fountain of Youth. This is huge. Do you have any idea what you've done? This is unbelievable. We're rich. We're going to have every pharmaceutical company in the world lining up to throw money at us.
Well, of course, it all has to be properly tested first.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, he makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up. Right. Besides, look at the little fella. He can lick his own winky again. There's not a guy in the world who wouldn't want to do that. Clown!
The original fix was only temporary. I'm sorry, sir.
You are sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just trying not to think of where that tongue has been.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Now, it's night time. The Clumps and Denise walk in a line towards a restaurant that has an all-you-can-eat sign outside.
Clump, party of six, please.
Yes, and we are hungry.
Food from dishes on a long counter is frantically piled high on plates by the Clumps. One of them wipes a dish clean with a piece of bread, and another tips a dish of meatballs onto their plate. Eventually, all the dishes are empty, except for one containing salad.
Mama, you know, you really look good. Have you been losing weight?
Oh, thank you, baby. No, but I'm getting ready to start a new diet.
I want a full portion.
Ernie, have some of this ambrosia.
I don't
even like ambrosia.
Don't tell me you don't like ambrosia. You had some before and you liked
it.
Have some adventure.
Like well, now I'm a child. I don't know what I like.
The Grand State College for the all-girls soccer team.
Oh, you did,
my baby's so gallant.
Gemma, come here. You got to go through the
same develop for these girls. And it's called the all-the-pulp-you-can-eat diet. You can have all the pulp you want. You can have ham, bacon, sausage.
I have a full portion.
I think I got the wrong thing.
Take that. Thank you. Thank you for my full portion. Now I got full portion.
Tails, whatever you want to eat. Just as long as you have 3 glasses of grapefruit juice afterwards, because the grapefruit juice, it breaks down all the unwanted pulp.
Get away from that. Stop that. Baby.
He's a boy, Anna.
Trying to get the baby.
Baby, he's a boy. Hey, boy, don't be doing stuff like that. Hey, get your ass out of
here. Please teach that boy some manners. He ain't gonna be acting like no hooligan with me.
That was a spoon, no fault. That's a spoon. Okay, it's all right.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, you catch a cold, got his mouth all over the name.
Oh, this looks fabulous.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah,
oh,
look good.
Hey, Godson, like how about getting another bottle of red over here?
Yeah, you get some more wine.
Yeah, Ernie, maybe you want to pace yourself and take it easy, huh?
Pace myself? Hey, Joe Kyle, this is a celebration for Danny retiring.
By the way, congratulations, Mr. Clump.
She's so polite.
Hey, look here, Denise. You're going to have to stop that Mr. Clump stuff, all right? Because I've been hearing that for the last year or so, and I'm starting to feel old. I ain't an old man.
You is an old man.
Grandma, what's wrong with you?
Well, if it isn't the Alzheimer's Express, right on schedule.
Stop that.
Hey, Mama.
I drove right on my bunion.
Oh, y'all got to excuse me for being late.
You wasn't my grandmother, boy. You wasn't my grandmother.
Me and I just started getting kind of frisky in the car.
Ooh.
And
oh, Mommy, your dress is undone. Let me zip you up.
Yeah, please, hurry up. Zip up in the back, or you start to look like one of them Zulu hags on the cover of Natural Geographic.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
what's
like in that movie Shaka Zulu.
Are you crazy?
You know something, Cletus? Come on. Come on right now, Cletus, because I'm going to tell you something. I got a razor in this bag.
Mama. Oh, yeah? I'll tell you what. That ain't even no bag you got in your hand. That's your titty.
Cletus!
Well, if it isn't the world, the oldest living Negro. Hey, how things going on Underground Railroad, Isaac?
Oh, Cletus, please, be nice to Mr. Isaac. Good evening, Mr. Isaac. Come on, have a seat.
Good evening, Mr. Isaac. How you doing tonight? I didn't know I'm playing. I play with Isaac all the time. Now, you know I'm messing with you.
Oh, yeah, you say what you want to say, but Isaac's still like a Brahma bull when it comes to relations. Ain't that right, baby?
Well, you know what they say. You're as young as you feel.
Yeah, well, I must be 197. Mama, funny you should say that. Denise and I have been doing some research on aging, which is proven to be extremely promising.
Oh, baby, don't birch in public. Grandma don't want to hear all that nastiness.
He bringing the bass, huh?
I'm trying to eat, you're going to be birching. Cover your mouth or hold it in.
Yeah, yeah, look here. Your grandfather ate a whole plate of beans before we come down there. You don't see me sitting there doing an old butt trumpet, do you?
Thank the Lord.
Please, he don't have to hear all that nasty imagery. You know what I mean? You
know,
saying
I won't tell my grandson something. I tell my grandson what I want to say. There ain't nothing.
Hey, can we get some toothpicks?
Well,
I won't hear about no asses and trumpets while we eat.
Some toothpicks.
It's nasty.
If I want to put a trumpet in my ass and run around this restaurant and blow Hallelujah Yankee Doodle, that's my business.
All I'm hearing is trumpets and asses. I don't want to hear that.
Hey.
You watch it now. You reach over here again, you're going to pull back a nub.
Please, she's fiery. I like that.
Tell me, don't touch the chicken. Don't be hitting on people. I don't be getting hit on, Sherman. You know that.
You better eat up, Isaac, or you're going to need your strength. Yeah, later on, me and Isaac gonna watch mating season on the Serengeti. Don't take a lot to get Isaac going.
Time out.
Good Lord,
let me call time out on that. I don't want to hear about you old ass geriatric.
Oh, react leader, what? Me and Isaac might be dried up geriatric, but ain't nothing wrong with Isaac's love tackle.
Snap now. Hmm?
What's the matter, leader?
Okay, got your tongue? Step on the nerve, Peter? Huh? I get you, got you, got you, got you.
These potatoes show are scrumptious, aren't they?
Well, ain't that a kick in the head?
Yes, they're scrumptious, aren't they?
Potatoes. Oh, never mind. Potato my head. Ain't that a kick in the head, huh?
Cleaner, who that pizza biscuit remind you of? Nah, it's getting thick.
You see that? That's the last straw.
Well,
I'm trying to
say
I'm on me. Trying to run the
Very
much. I think I'm going to propose a toast.
Yes, please. Let's make a toast to something.
Daddy?
Hell yeah.
After 35 years of hard work in the construction business, Daddy's gonna finally get a chance to relax.
Finally gonna get relaxed.
This is true.
Damn right.
And I'd just like to say, in front of everybody here tonight, when you gonna stop jabbing and tell everybody you got laid off?
Cletus is choking. Sherman grabs him from behind.
Hey, somebody put the hemlock on.
I got you.
Arm up. The hemlock move. Wait. Give me a knife and a straw. I'm gonna give him a trachea out of me. I seen him do it on me, y'all.
Cletus breaks wind as the meatball flies out of his mouth. His flatulence fuels the flame from a birthday candle and some curtains catch fire behind him.
It's all right, folks. Everything's under control.
Cletus. No, Cletus, where are you going?
Daddy.
Sherman.
Daddy.
Cletus.
Daddy, where are you going?
Daddy.
Oh.
Now you see what you did, Joe College? You mess up the whole party.
As Sherman sorrowfully watches his dad leave, Grandad Clump gets back to his soup and scoops up the meatball Cletus had been choking on. He merrily chews away while Cletus Jr. looks on in disgust. The next day, at Wellman.
Jason, I just know I'm not the one saying all those awful things. It's him.
You may be right, Professor. Take a look at this reading I'm getting.
Sherman looks at the computer screen.
Right there. Recombining with the gene that governs testosterone production.
An abnormal gene is detected in the sequence.
Buddy Love. I told you, that's Buddy Love. Don't panic. All right, we should be able to get rid of him. According to Denise's theories, we should be able to isolate that gene and extract it.
No way. Professor, what you're talking about is extremely dangerous. Those traces of Buddy must have been in your system this whole time. You've been able to keep them under control.
Yeah, but not anymore. Jason is back now. He's coming back because he knows I'm happy. He wants to try to ruin everything.
Yeah, but he is not a he. He is a gene. He's just part of you.
Oh, no, he's not.
Am I interrupting?
Oh, not at all. We were just doing some last-minute follow-up tests on Buster here.
Buster.
Yeah.
Sherman, can I talk to you in private for just a second? Sherman, I got a call today, and, I've been offered a full professorship at the University of Maine.
The University of Maine? But, Denise, that's in Maine.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's a fine department over there in Maine. Yeah, but it's gonna be a tremendous loss to Wellman, though.
Well, I haven't decided to leave just yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Well, no. I mean, there's something very important to me here, and I'm not so sure I can just leave it behind.
Well, Denise, you can finish the research we started on your own, you know.
Sherman, I'm not talking about research.
Really?
Sherman, you're very special to me.
Sherman smiles with embarrassment.
Oh, well, I didn't think you and I would ever, because, how can I put it? Because I'm...
Babe.
Yeah, I was gonna say fat, but yeah. Big is better, yep.
Sherman, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you're kind and decent. You are the most brilliant man I've ever known. Speaking of which, I shouldn't keep you from your research, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
He watches her leave, then lets her words sink in.
My goodness.
Now in his office, he takes a framed photograph of himself with Denise from a bookcase and looks at it lovingly. He sits at his desk, but when he looks down at the photograph again, Buddy is grinning back up at him. He shakes his head and the picture returns to normal.
Professor? You okay?
Yeah. I just don't want to hurt her, Jason.
Then
You won't. Hey, you can control Buddy.
You know, it's funny how you get used to certain things in life, you know. And used to being overweight, I know I did. And you even get used to people making fun of you. Somewhere along the line, I got used to being alone. I just don't want to be alone anymore.
Jason studies him for a second, then Sherman sighs. Later, Denise returns home carrying a big bag of groceries. She turns on the light. Then, as she puts the groceries down, she notices something on the floor which makes her beam. Now she's following a trail of red rose petals up the stairs. She stops at a note on the floor which reads, "Don't worry, I'll clean this up later." With a warm smile, she heads into the bedroom and spots a large bunch of roses on a table on the balcony.
Denise! Denise!
Oh, Sherman, the flowers are beautiful, but what are you doing down there? Please come inside.
Just a minute, Denise. Let me do something first.
A mariachi band appear and stand behind him.
Denise, I just want to say that working alongside you this past year, getting to know you and be close to you it's been the most wonderful time in my life.
The most wonderful time of his life.
How lovely.
I'd just like to say that it doesn't matter if you want to take that other job or if you want to stay here. What matters to me most is that you're happy. Denise, I have something that I want to ask you.
He wants to ask you.
Denise? Denise Gaines?
Yes, Sherman?
Denise, where are you?
Well, ask her.
Denise, where are you?
Hey, Sherman! You hear me, Sherman?
Denise, where are you? Will you let me come up there and put my beef in your taco?
Put the beef in your taco.
What?
No. That's not what I meant to say, Denise. That was a little joke. I want to see if you want to go out and get some Mexican food. That's why I said that.
Well, I am kind of hungry, but I'm not.
Yeah, you are, huh? Well, you know, I bet you could stand for a big old Whopper right now, huh?
A big old Whopper right now.
You're sick.
I'm a Jumbo Jack man myself, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I'm loaded with secret sauce. Yeah, come on.
He starts to dance provocatively.
Back that thing up. Yeah, come on. Come on. Yeah.
He wiggles his bottom. Then, as Denise looks on with a horrified expression, he thrusts his pelvis rhythmically into the ground. A neighbor.
You're gonna ruin my lawn, you pervert.
With a pained look on her face, Denise throws the roses at him.
Sherman, I don't know what's gotten into you, but I don't like it at all.
Way to go, Sherman.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What do I do? Oh, Denise! Denise!
I'm gonna pee on myself. I'm gonna pee in your pants.
He pushes open the double doors to his laboratory, and by the bursts of lightning, he looks through a filing cabinet to find a computer disk marked Gene Targeting. As he taps away eagerly at his computer keyboard, slowly spinning gene patterns are reflected in his glasses. He reaches round to alter some apparatus, and then round a bit further to press a series of flashing buttons on a small machine nearby. Then, he goes back to his computer screen.
Okay, buddy. Time for you to go.
On the screen, the words, "Extraction target acquired," appear. Then blue liquid oozes out of Sherman's arm along a clear plastic tube. He shudders violently, then falls back on his chair, knocking some glass containers off the counter. As the room is lit up by sporadic lightning, the blue liquid travels along a spiral tube and drips slowly into a glass jar. Sherman lies motionless on the floor. Meanwhile, at the Clumps, Sherman's mum, dressed in a pink silky nightgown, squirts herself with perfume.
That's sexy.
She puts on a record.
You who've got the magic touch.
Hey, what you playing that for?
Oh, Cleese, you haven't even looked at me.
Yeah, like I look at you for. I know what you look like. We've been married for 44 years. And you want me to look at you? I look at you every day, all day long. I know just what you look like.
Cletus, please, look at me.
Damn, now we're here, we go.
She shows off her gown.
You got a show tonight? What you got that on for?
Well, if you don't know after 44 years of marriage, I don't know what to say to you, Cletus.
I'll tell you what you should say. You should say goodnight and take that damn rag off that lamp before we burn something else down.
Hell.
She angrily pulls a scarf from the lamp.
There.
She's sitting on the edge of the bed with her back to him.
What about Viagra?
Viagra don't work for me. I've been taking them like M&Ms.
Cletus, maybe it's psychosomatic. I've seen on Oprah once they said that sometimes this happens to men after they get fired. I mean, retired. You know, sometimes they lose their self-esteem.
Lose self-esteem? I ain't lost no self-esteem.
Just that you're always yapping about it.
Just that you don't never let up.
Forget it.
You're like a broken record. Every time I turn around, you're talking about Cletus, how you feel now.
Forget it.
You got the groove now.
Forget it.
Every time I walk in the room, you shake your ass all around trying to get me stimulated.
Go on sleep.
Let up sometimes.
Go to sleep, please.
Give it a break. Let it happen naturally.
Never mind, Cletus. Never mind.
I mean, I'm sorry to yell and scream, but you give too much pressure on me. You want tenderness? Ease up on the pressure.
Professor. Professor. Hey, Professor. Hey, Professor.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Oh, Jesus.
My God, what happened?
Buddy, I had to get rid of Buddy.
What?
I had to go.
You could have killed yourself. I mean, who knows? This could affect your coordination, your neurological system. I mean, it could even affect your intelligence. We don't even know if this is going to work.
Only one way to find out.
Later, Sherman is waiting by a tranquil lake surrounded by tall reeds. As he looks at his watch, a silver car pulls up nearby, and Denise gets out. She hesitates by her car for a moment, and looks down towards Sherman, who hasn't noticed her arrival. The bright moon beyond is reflected in the calm waters.
Okay, Sherman, what is this about?
Denise, I'm so glad you came.
You know, I almost didn't come.
Well, I'm awful glad you did. Listen to me, Denise. Listen, you know, fireflies, when they're searching for a mate, the way they find one another is they emit a pheromone and I've synthesized it into spray form.
Wait a minute. You brought me out here for an experiment?
Denise, wait, please. Just hear me out. Please don't leave.
Sherman, why did you act that way the other night?
Well, Denise, when I found out you might be leaving, it just got me all messed up inside, you know? I might have said some things I really didn't mean at all. But it was like there was another person inside me who didn't appreciate how wonderful you were to me and how special you are to me. But that side of me is gone now. I got rid of that person forever. You'll never see that ugly face again. I just want you to know that for sure. And that's why I want you to come out here tonight. Just bear with me, please.
He steps away from her down to the water's edge, then raises the small aerosol he's been holding and sprays it into the air as if writing something. She watches, confused, with tears in her eyes. Then he beckons her over.
Oh, my little friends might be able to say it better than me.
He watches Denise hopefully as she looks up into the air and her face fills with joy.
Yes, Sherman Clump. I will.
We really?
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 Yes.
You will?
I really
you
will.
Really? Yeah!
They hug tightly while beside them the fireflies have spelt out the words, "Marry me."
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Come on, Buster. Time to go home. That's right. That's right, time to go home. Now wait. Sit. Good boy. Wait for Uncle Jay. You stop.
When Jason has gone into the men's room, Buster goes back into the lab. He trots over to a lab coat and pulls at it to get at some snacks in the pocket. As he does so, the coat stand falls down, smashing into the apparatus Sherman had been working with earlier on. The jar marked abnormal gene extraction has been knocked over and thick blue liquid pours out onto the floor. It oozes over an electricity point and some sparks fly. Buster gobbles up the snacks, then scratches behind his ear, sending a small hare flying through the air. It lands in the blue liquid and disappears beneath the surface. The little dog trots out again.
Hey Buster, where'd you go, boy? Here.
Back in the lab, a translucent hand slowly emerges from the puddle of blue gunge.
Oh, Sherman, Sherman, Sherman! My baby's finally getting married, married, married! Oh, Sherman!
In a lecture theatre at Wellman, Sherman surprises Denise with two test tubes of champagne. He dances merrily up to the blackboard where she has been working. He hands her one of the test tubes and they clink them. They take a sip, then Sherman twirls her around.
You two can stop getting all jiggy with it. Perhaps I can give you something to really celebrate.
Oh, yes. Yes, Dean, and what's this?
Oh, nothing much. A letter from Fleer Pharmaceuticals, largest drug company in the world. I told them about your little discovery, and they made a preemptive offer. Not too shabby, eh?
He hands Sherman a letter.
$150 million.
Oh, my God, Sherman!
$150 million! Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, remember, that money belongs to Wellman. The point is, all you have to do is prove to Fleer that the formula works at the press conference I set up.
Yeah, of course. It's $150 million. My mind's all scribble-scrabble.
At the Clumps.
Oh, Mama, I can't wait to see what she looks like in my old wedding dress. I can't wait to see, Mama. She got...
Oh! Denise stumbles downstairs wearing an enormous dress.
Oh, seeing you in that dress take me right back to the time I got married.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you look wonderful. Show Mama what you look like. Mama, look at this. Oh, you look so lovely. Oh, you look... Oh, be careful now. She looks fabulous in it, don't you, Mama? Look at her.
Denise,
I think I have to take it
in just a little bit. You still remember what I told you about marital relations?
Oh, Mama. Denise, look. Try this pie. I made it with Snickers. I know
oh,
you
now,
love
don't
it.
Be shy. Come on over here.
Oh, that's
Chris. Okay, if you get bored with your man, mm-hmm. It's perfectly okay to picture someone else's head on his body.
Right.
Ooh, you got a little waist, girl.
That's right. Just that gentleman, Stone Phillips on NBC. Stone.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful fit.
I do, too.
Oh, you're so sweet. Sherman and the niece. Sherman and the niece. Marriage.
They're
gonna get married, Mom. I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so happy.
Welcome back.
Marriage.
Granny has turned her husband's hearing aid back on. Now, Denise's car traveling through the countryside, then along a bridge over a river. Next, at a small cinema, she and Sherman are watching the classic film noir, Cape Fear.
Quite a bit of each other today.
Now strip down your shorts, Katie.
Right. I suppose you thought I was going to object to a strip search, didn't you, Chief?
Hey, keep your clothes on, please. Don't nobody want to see that.
Denise and Sherman shift uncomfortably in their seats.
Yeah, hold that stomach in, Robin.
What's his problem?
I don't know, but enough is enough. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Young man, can you please keep it down just a little bit, because we're trying to watch.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the theaters.
Buddy Love stands up in front of a horrified Sherman.
Hello, fat ass!
Denise, maybe we should get going. I don't feel too good all of a sudden. Let's go. Come on, let's go somewhere else.
Sherman, who was that?
I don't know. I didn't get a really good look at
you. Sherman! Sherman Clump. Well, you still been hitting them Happy Meals, huh? You haven't changed an inch. You remember me. It's Buddy Love. We used to both chase that girl Carla at the same time. You ever hit that?
Miss Purdy and I were just friends.
Oh, just friends. I guess that means you didn't hit it, huh? Well, who's your new friend? She sure is fine. Yes, you're fine. What's your name?
Sherman, suddenly I don't feel so well. Can we leave?
Yes, let's go, please.
Can I talk to Sherman for 1 second? It can happen. Sherman, 1 second, please. I gotta talk to you, please. Come over here. We'll have a little bar talk. Excuse us. Sherman, how you doing, babe?
But what do you want here?
I want a little respect. Come on, you left me all by myself in that test tube without a card or a letter or nothing, and now I want a divorce. And this is a community property state, so I want my share.
Want your share of what?
The youth formula we invented.
You mean the youth formula that I invented? Oh, no, no way, buddy, no way.
Oh, who you grounding that fat boy?
I haven't grounded.
You grounded me?
I have not
grounded. I was hoping we could do this like gentlemen, but you gonna make me do something. All right, I can see what's going on now. You gonna make me do something nasty to you, Sherman. I do something nasty to you. Sherman! See you soon, Sherman! Sherman! Sherman!
To the cinema staff.
What the hell are you looking at? Oh, thank you, Sherman. What else I get from Sherman? What does this say? Fleer Pharmaceuticals. $150 million. Oh, I think Bunny's going shopping.
Sherman is running through the lab. He taps a code on a freezer panel and takes out a jar of pink liquid. As he secures it in a metal case, Jason rushes in.
I got here as fast as I could.
I have got to hide this formula before Buddy gets to it.
Good idea. I found something I think you should look at.
You know, when I left here last night, everything was fine. I mean, this was not here.
Good Lord. Buddy must have recombined from the genomic sequence I extracted.
This just doesn't make any sense, you know? He's just a fragment of genetic information. I mean, he's nothing without a strand of DNA to graft himself onto. Where did he get it?
With a pair of tweezers, Sherman picks up the dog hair.
Just a second here.
He examines it.
Buster.
At the ominous gray Fleer building, Buddy Love, wearing a smart suit, is shown into a plush office.
Thank you so much.
Leanne Guilford, president of acquisitions.
Buddy Love, president of Love Industries.
Allergies?
No, do you have a dog?
Yes, I do. A Yorkie.
Oh.
She's driving me crazy right now.
Yeah, bitch.
Excuse me?
There's a female dog that you have, and she's in heat, right?
Yes, how did you know that?
Oh, let's just say I have a sixth sense about those things. Is this her?
Yeah, little Courtney.
Ooh, nasty.
Mr. Love, maybe we'd better do this.
Oh, no, this is the perfect time to meet for me. Let's do this right now. This is the perfect time to sit and talk about my youth formula.
Well, we are already committed to purchasing Professor Klump's formula.
Oh, Professor Klump's formula. That's if it works. Let's just say that although he's a brilliant scientist, at times he can be a little unstable. Yes.
Huh, interesting.
Yes, now my formula works and can be yours for the price of $149 million if you act now. Pretty lady.
Forgive me for being blunt, but you don't expect me to just take your word for it, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. Just say when and I'll make it available to you.
All right. If Klump can't deliver and you can prove your formula's better,
yes.
Fleer would have to seriously consider it.
Is that right?
I'm sorry, I've got to go to a meeting. Can we reschedule this for later?
We certainly can.
Good. How about Wednesday, 7?
Perfect. Wednesday at 7.
Bring the formula.
Yes.
To the secretary.
Excuse me. Where's your restroom?
Down the hall to the left.
Thank you. Are you finished with this? Thank you so much.
He has taken a newspaper from her desk. Two men are in the bathroom when Buddy comes in. They watch confused as he snips the air frantically as if searching for something, and then starts laying out the newspaper on the floor. One man leaves, while the second watches in wonder as Buddy positions himself on the paper and then starts to undo his flies.
What the hell are you looking at? Huh?
The man hurries out, followed moments later by Buddy, drying his hands on a sheet of newspaper and wiping his feet on the floor. Another man goes into the bathroom.
Good God! What good God? I went on the paper!
A sunny day at Wellman University campus, and Sherman's teaching in a classroom.
Genetic anomalies can occur in any living organism through... Come on now, people. Spontaneous mutation. Now, what is it that our genetic code can determine about us? Miss Taylor.
They can determine whether you have blue eyes or pouty lips or a cute butt, stuff like that.
Right, precisely. Very good.
But what about random nucleotide polymorphisms, Professor?
Excellent question. Random nucleotide polymorphisms.
He seems to be lost for words.
Random nucleotide.
The students watch in anticipation as he appears lost in thought, desperately trying to remember the answer.
Hey, you got a clue.
As the students giggle, he shakes his head and has a flashback to the gene extraction.
Who knows? This could affect your coordination, your neurological system. I mean, it could even affect your intelligence.
Where was I? What was I talking about?
Genetic anomalies?
Yes, genetic anomalies. As I was saying.
Later, while students mill about outside, Sherman closes the blinds in his office with a worried expression. A small golden hamster scuttles through a gray maze.
So you think you're pretty smart, huh, Molly?
Sherman has a maze on his computer screen.
Not gonna beat me again.
Using the computer mouse, he moves an icon of his face around the maze, but repeatedly turns into the dead ends. He keeps checking Molly's progress and is frustrated to discover she's shooting along expertly. Eventually, she reaches a small lump of cheese.
Oh, that makes 5 times in a row now.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Jason, yes, please come in.
Sherman takes Molly from the maze.
Look, I know you think you're feeling fine, but I ran some more tests anyway.
Really?
Yeah. When you extracted Buddy, somehow it altered the gene that regulates neurotransmitter activity to the cerebral cortex.
Jason, all these big words are real perplexing to me. Can you just talk in just plain English?
You're losing your intelligence, sir.
Sherman sighs.
Yeah, I know. I know I can feel it. I can't even beat Molly, and she's the dumbest hamster we got. Jason, my presentation's in 2 days. Now what am I gonna do?
Later, Sherman drives home in the fading evening light. He pulls up in the drive to his house, and moments later, opens the front door. The house has been trashed.
Goodness. Buddy.
He hurries over to his refrigerator and takes out a pink pig cookie jar that has a flashing red nose. Unscrewing the base, he pulls out the jar of formula.
Oh, thank God.
Now, he's pulling up outside his parents' house. He opens a refrigerator and moves a can of drink to make space for his formula.
Hey, how'd it go there, Sherman?
Daddy, you startled me.
Hey, what's that you got there, son?
The youth juice. My formula. I was wondering if I could keep it in the refrigerator here for safekeeping.
Oh, yeah, leave it in the refrigerator. Ain't nobody gonna bother. Yeah. You all right? Look a little strange, though, Sherman. What's going on? Look like something on your mind.
Well, Daddy, you know, I kind of got a lot on my mind. You know, really, I do. I guess I'm been a little worried about my presentation and all.
What about your presentation? Hey, you ain't nothing to be worried about, Sherman. Let me tell you something. We're going to be all watching you on TV supporting you, and you should be proud. We proud. I know I'm proud. I tell you that. You ain't got nothing to be worried. You're going to be doing your thing.
What about your presentation?
Oh! Now I hit you that hard. You act like a little bitch.
And by the way, Sherman, too, how many people can say that they raised a genius? I can't.
They shoot pistol fingers at each other, then Cletus leaves Sherman alone.
Worry about his presentation. That's a good one there.
Sherman leans against the refrigerator wearily. Next, at a beauty parlor.
Ooh, is this supposed to be that hot?
Yeah, let it set a while. Don't worry if it burns a little bit. That's natural.
All right, you the expert, Chantal. Work your magic, girl, because Denise's mother's coming to this bachelorette party, and if she's as stunning as Denise, I got to be sparkling.
Honey, you gonna blind their asses. When you walk in that door, they gonna thank you, Tyra Banks.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about having a little work done myself. The other day, I got out the shower, and I bent down to reach for a towel, and I felt a sharp pain in my chest. Shot through my chest and up around my back, down my spine. And I thought, oh, Lord, I thought I was dying. And I bent over and looked, and I was standing on my own titty.
Mm-hmm. Mom, you ain't have to get no breast reduction. Just be more careful.
Both feet, too. Both feet on.
Cletus comes in.
All right. Wouldn't hear you old hands up in here cackling about. Hell, you ready to go? I ain't put but a nickel in the meal.
No, not quite. I'll be ready in a minute.
She still got to set up a few more minutes. Have some more wine, girl.
Ooh, girl, I don't know if I should. I already had 2 glasses.
Oh, go on. Live a little. Make your hair look better.
Yeah, just like I figured. You old bird sit up here all day getting sloshed.
Can't get nothing with a lip noodle. Oops. Sorry.
Gotta get you. Potatoes, look what you've done. Oh. Oh, great. I don't believe it.
Potatoes, wait. Potatoes. Oh, Cletus! Cletus, I only told her because she got so much experience in sexual matters.
I ain't nothing but a big damn joke to you, ain't I, Emma? Why don't you tell the whole world?
My husband ain't nothing but a big old pile of worthless crap! Cletus! Cletus!
Well, I'm just glad they're back in town so you can finally meet them.
I must admit, I'm extremely nervous because I really want to make a good impression.
Sherman, there's no reason for you to be nervous. I mean, my parents are very down-to-earth people, and they're going to love you.
I guess it's not like they're rocket scientists.
Well, actually, they are.
Daddy!
Sweetheart!
Great to see you.
Ah, you must be Sherman, the genius who's marrying my daughter.
Yeah, I guess that's me.
At the Klump's house, Cletus goes into the garage.
You think I'm on out, huh? Okay, well, I'm gonna show all of
the refrigerator.
Screw the golden years. And here's the youth.
Taking the cork from the beaker containing the formula, he has a swig and pulls a face.
Oh, that's some nasty mess.
He licks his lips.
I don't feel the...
With his hand up to his throat as if he's choking, he slips down to the floor near the open refrigerator. On top of a toolbox, a hand suddenly appears belonging to a much younger Cletus in comparatively oversized clothes. He spits and splutters.
Damn, that was some nasty stuff. Oh, you're strange as hell. Oh, hey, get your ass! Who the hell are you? Who you been?
He stares at his own reflection for a moment, then examines his hands with joyful realization.
It worked! It worked!
A young couple head towards a nightclub. Inside, the youthful Cletus is dominating the dance floor in a dated suit. Women dance closely around him while he shimmies and grooves energetically. Meanwhile, in the game's dining room, a parrot is sitting on a perch.
Oh, what a beautiful bird.
Oh, Brackus has been in our family more than 50 years now.
Oh, 50 years? He's older than I am.
Sherman,
yeah.
Fly.
Yeah, he fly all over. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. A little breeze.
So, genomic extraction. Fascinating. But the whole concept of removing faulty genes must have you in an ethical quandary.
Ethicals. Oh, yes, ethicals. I don't know much about the ethicals, to be perfectly honest with you. But the quandary, I don't like the Japanese car. I don't like to mess with the quandary. I'm a Volvo man myself. Well, yeah.
Denise looks worried.
Oh. Yeah.
Sherman pours himself a glass of wine and shakes his head.
You know, Sherman is known as the leading expert in genomic extractions. Sherman, why don't you give us a little preview of the speech you're going to make at the press conference?
He leans his elbow on the table.
Say what now?
Well, I know that we would never be able to keep up, but is there some way that you could explain it in layman terms?
Oh, you'd like me to explain to you? Yes. Oh, well, I'd love that. I'd be honored. And it's really quite simple. This corn, for instance, this piece of corn here can represent a strand of DNA. And these the bumpy things that go to, the green giant call them niblets. These niblets represent each gene, and they determine everything about you. For instance, Miss Gaines, let's say if a person was to have big titties, like you.
Sherman.
I'm sorry. Big titties. No, breasts. I mean, scratch it. Get off you, but on me. Now, I have a big ass. Never mind that.
He sighs, then drops his knife.
What we're attempting to do here is to extract the bad genes, extract the titties out, and ass comes out.
He inadvertently flicks sweet corn across the table, and some splatters onto Mr. Gaines' face.
Just ignore that. Please ignore those. Those are the bad genes. What I'm really trying to do is go deep down into the gene structure, which oftentimes is much more difficult.
He accidentally sends the cob flying towards the parrot.
Oh, goodness.
Sherman gets up and drags the tablecloth with him.
So sorry about that. My pants got caught in the thing and pull it on out. His wings is twitching a little bit, so he's all right.
Buddy Love.
Mr. Love, Leanne Guilford.
Yes, Mr. Guilford, how are you?
Have you forgotten we have an appointment right now?
Oh, no, I had a hard time getting a cab, so I'm on my way over there right now. I haven't forgotten.
Well, I'll wait for a few more minutes and then I'm leaving.
Very good. I'll see you soon. All right. Yeah.
He leans out of the window.
This is great!
Sir, please don't do that.
At the nightclub, Cletus dances up to the bar.
Hey, let me have seven.
A woman joins him.
You got the finest looking thing I've seen in a long time.
Well, thank you very much. You're pretty damn foxy yourself, baby.
A lot of young men are intimidated by an older woman.
Is that right? Well, let me tell you something. You look pretty damn young to me. In fact, let me tell you something, baby. You just about to...
She's caressing his thigh.
Yeah, you look good. Pretty fine, foxy fine and young. Excuse me one second. Yes.
Get away from my woman.
Mind your own business, Willie.
What?
It's over between us. He just won't accept it.
Willie, she said it's over between you. Besides, you're getting the wrong idea.
Outside.
Say what?
Outside. I'm tired of these.
Who are you pushing?
Willie.
Hey, don't be pushing.
The elderly man pushes Cletus through the nightclub.
Enough. This is going too damn tall, and you're going to make me have to put my foot in your ass. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't want to have to hurt you, Pop.
Pops, I'll pop your ass.
Oh, would you please put your clothes back on? You hurt yourself. You look like a roast chicken.
Willie punches him.
That was a lucky shot.
Willie lands several more blows, knocking him into the garbage.
Come on, fool. Get your ass up. Come on.
As Cletus scrambles back up, Willie assumes a crane-like martial arts stance.
What the hell is this? Now, am I supposed to believe that you know bujitsu?
Sayonara, sucker.
Cletus flies back into the rubbish. Now, Buddy's cab pulls up outside a restaurant.
All right. Meter East 390, it's $4. Keep the dime.
Sure.
The lovely Miss Gill. Where you on your way to?
Home.
Home? What do you mean you're going home? We got business to talk.
All you seem to be is talk. You know, I'm starting to think you don't even have a formula.
Oh, no.
We're going to stick with Clump.
Stick with Clump? Look, let me. I just got off the phone with my research people in Langley, Virginia. They're working out all the minor kinks, and we're going to have the formula any moment now. Hey! Clump's formula starts!
Buddy notices Willie and Sherman fighting in a nearby alley.
All right, little man. Ooh. I've been real patient.
I told you I'd mess you up.
Cletus starts to wobble and expand. Willie raises his arms, then runs off, screaming.
Oh, you scared now, huh? Bring your little butt back here, see what I do to you. I'm tired of your...
Cletus is back to normal.
Damn. Ain't losing my tooth, too.
Buddy's still watching, and an evil smile crosses his face as Cletus walks away.
So that's where Sherman's been hiding. Clumpville. Chunky town. Big ass city.
At the Clumps, Cletus tiptoes up to his bedroom door, then opens it, waking up Anna Pearl.
Cletus, Clump, Lord have mercy, where have you been all evening? I've been so worried.
Wait, hold on, Anna. Don't turn on the light. Leave the light out.
Oh, Cletus, I'm so sorry about what happened tonight.
Yeah, well, Anna, you remember when we first met?
Of course I remember. Back at the state fair, why?
Yeah, at the state fair. You was working the cotton candy. You stand there looking like an angel, had all that pink sugar swirling all around you. I turned to my brother and I said three words. Mighty fine.
Oh. You must have ate 16 cotton candies that night, Cletus.
Yeah, well. Well, I was interested. I was damn interested. Close your eyes, Anna. I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, Cletus.
As she lies back on the pillow with her eyes closed, he drinks some more formula.
Oh, that's some nasty stuff.
Okay, what you got for me?
Wouldn't be as proud now if I told you.
Ooh, you've always been such a sexy devil. Oh, Cletus, I'm on fire.
Oh, Cletus.
Hurry, Cletus.
Yeah.
We've been so long. Cletus, I'm on fire.
I know you've been waiting, baby.
Oh, Cletus, this is so romantic.
Yeah, Cletus here.
I'm on fire.
And a pearl, Cletus. And a pearl. Yeah, I'm gonna put your fire out.
She turns on the light.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. And it's me. It's me. It's Cletus. I'm just young again. Oh. Lord, Cletus, what have you done to yourself?
I took some of Sherman's youth juice, and it's incredible. Look, baby, I got enough of both of us, too. Damn. Don't worry about it. I got some more in the garage.
I'm not taking that mess. I don't want no magic formula. Well, what's wrong with you, woman? Don't you want to be young? No, Cletus, I don't want to be young. Cletus, we're supposed to be who we are. And I'm just fine with who I am. But obviously what you're trying to say is that you're just tired of the fat old woman that you got married to. No, Anna, that's not what I'm saying. That ain't what I'm saying at all, Anna. Downstairs. Anna, please, don't make me. I'm just trying to be... You better sleep downstairs, Cletus. But I would... Downstairs, Cletus. I don't want to hear it.
She heads off into their bathroom.
Oh, Cletus, I'm so disappointed in you.
Meanwhile, Sherman is walking Denise to her door.
I just feel so god-awful terrible about what happened to Crackers. Just can't imagine what your parents must think about me.
Sherman, you were acting really strange tonight.
Yeah, I know it's because I drank that wine, and I had cold medicine early on, and mixing cold medicine and wine, that don't mix, you know.
Well, cold medicine or not, I'm really worried about you. I really think you should get a checkup.
I will. Yeah, I will. Go home and get some rest, and first thing in the morning, I make an appointment to get a checkup.
Good. See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Right. Sorry about Crackers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey.
While he pauses at her door, her neighbor passes.
Pervert. Beef in your taco.
Later, he's watching television and absent-mindedly flicking through the channels.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Now back to the midnight movie. The dumbest man in the universe.
A huge asteroid, approximately 1,000 square miles in size, is still on a collision course with Earth.
He gradually dozes off.
Wellman College professor Sherman Klump is attempting to plant a nuclear explosive device deep within the asteroid core, which, if effective, will destroy it.
The asteroid hurtles towards Earth.
Houston, come in. This is Professor Klump on the asteroid surface.
We read you, Professor. What's your status?
All right, Houston. We done dug the hole and planted a noose.
Good. Then get back in your shuttle and get the hell out of there so you can blow that rock to bits.
Sherman, you've got 30 seconds before the asteroid hits.
Better hurry. The world's counting on it.
Sherman is thrown to the back of the shuttle.
15 seconds.
Sherman, start the detonation sequence now.
Houston. We got a big-ass problem.
Sherman, you've got to blow up the asteroid. Press that button!
Can't reach it!
Sherman.
A man in a cloak appears.
Sherman, I am your father. Search your feelings, Sherman. There's a force deep down inside you. Use it. Use your force, Sherman.
Of course.
He takes a deep breath.
Yes. The force is strong with you, my son. Goddamn.
What the hell was that noise?
Whew. I think them crawled up before us and died, Sherman.
The force of the blast pushes him along the craft towards the button at HQ.
10 seconds to impact.
My God. He didn't plant those charges on the asteroid. Then where did he plant them?
Sherman has almost reached the button.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Asteroid! It's gonna be good. Yeah, wait a minute. Now, did I land on the wrong... Houston?
The moon explodes in a series of blasts, and the asteroid overtakes the shuttle.
Oh, no, I done blowed up the wrong one!
Goodbye, Sherman.
Oh, no, Denise, please don't! It was an accident, Denise! Denise, I'm sure it just made a little splash in the ocean, that's all! See, just a little tiny... Ooh, that ain't tiny at all, is it?
The Earth explodes into fiery red pieces, and Sherman wakes with a start in front of his buzzing TV.
I am idiot.
At the clumps, Denise is opening a present.
Thank you, Granny, so much. You are too sweet.
Yeah, I have to blow a special present for your wedding night.
Fabulous. Romantic and fabulous.
Oh. It's a red peephole basque with crotchless pants.
Thank you, Granny. Maybe something I wouldn't have chosen for myself, but thank you.
I ain't choosing for you, baby. I got it for Sherman. He's gonna be the one that's gonna appreciate the hell out of it, trust me. Girl, I got to go check on the rest of my surprise. Y'all excuse me for a moment.
Oh, girls, I found the most fabulous game of the day. It's called Bachelorette Bingo. Let's play. Oh, this is so fabulous.
Buddy has been lurking outside watching them. He runs around the side of the house to a window. Looking around, he grabs a garden bench, steps up onto it, and climbs through into Cletus and Anna Pearl's bedroom. As Ida makes a phone call in the hall, he tiptoes through the bedroom.
Jeffrey, Miss Ida Mae Jensen, calling to confirm male stripper fantasy to Muy Caliente Villa Loca Special.
He closes the door slightly, then starts to sniff the air. In a drawer, he finds an enormous bra.
God damn!
He closes the drawer. Then his nose leads him over to the bedside table where Cletus knocked over the formula the night before. He wipes his finger on it and takes in the scent.
Yeah, that's right. Well, where are they at? Because we already here.
Ida spots him.
Never mind, I see him over here now. Okay, we go. Yes, we will enjoy. Thank you. Now that's what I call the Muy Caliente El Negro Special.
She watches him hungrily. Meanwhile, Buddy goes into the ensuite bathroom and opens a closet. Then he looks in the cupboard under the sink. And finally, in a mirrored cabinet on the wall. When he shuts the cabinet door, he sees Ida behind him.
Hey.
Well, hello there, stripper man. Now, you know I ordered a special, and you're supposed to be dressed as a fireman.
Stripper man? Oh, stripper. Oh, yes, stripper man. Yes. Oh, well, I decided not to do my fireman dance tonight because last time I did it, things got so heated up, kind of scorched my suit, so I decided to do my cat burglar dance, and I slipped through the back door, and I'm kind of poking around because I'm a method strip and I want to get in the right frame of mind, so I give y'all some good stripping, you know? Uh-huh. I want you to work it for you.
You know, you look just like Ken Norton in that movie Mandinga.
Oh, really? Oh, Ken Norton? Oh, Mandinga, Ken Norton, really?
I guess this is as close as I'm going to ever get to Ken Norton, isn't it?
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
I wonder if you could give me a little private dance.
Oh, okay. You want a private dance? You want to slow down? Stop. Ah. I'm going to need some space. You want a private dance? Well, okay, I can do that. But first, I'm so thirsty. I got a craving for some red fruit punch.
Red fruit punch? I ain't seen none in the house, but today I seen some out in the fridge today out in the garage.
Oh, there may be some in the garage. Mm. Well, after I quench my thirst, I'm going to come give you a dance. One lady, just hand me moving.
I like that.
You like that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that like soul train. That's the Vila Loca.
Making this face, yeah, like I'm on, like I'm
tanned. Oh, good Lord.
You like that?
Oh, my goodness,
like,
Lord.
Just don't move now. Mm. I'll be right back.
I ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here for the soul train, boss. Oh, train.
I'll be right back. Oh, my goodness, is there a fire?
Yes, ma'am. I'm afraid there is.
I don't smell no smoke.
The fireman turns on the stereo.
There's fire in my pants, and it's getting muy caliente!
He takes off his jacket and swings it around. Then he rips off his trousers.
My mother must have arranged this. I didn't know. Where are you? Oh, bingo. Chunky Butt, thank you so much for making this easy. I thought it was going to be difficult.
Chunky Butt made this a nice, easy task for me.
Yes. Perfect. Now I gotta find something to cut this with. A little fertilizer or something. Oh, this is gonna be perfect, Chunky Butt. I think this will help spruce up your presentation quite a bit.
In the living room, some of the women are reaching to touch the stripper.
I didn't know it was gonna be stripper.
Meanwhile, Ida May is applying some lip gloss.
Smell like ass.
Shake. And it's like I was never here.
Ida May's lurking nearby.
Oh, hey, you scared me just now. I thought you was a monster. What are you? Hey.
Stripper man.
You're not supposed to be out here.
It must be your lucky night, stripper man.
You're supposed to be in the house.
I'm finna teach you every trick I know. I seen the way you were ogling me inside.
No.
I'm ogling you too.
She undoes her dress and lets it fall to the floor along with her underpants. Then she does a little shimmy.
Oh, stripper man.
I feel so vulnerable.
Come on, let's get it on right now.
Oh, stripper.
Oh. Wait, just go. Oh. Relax a second. Now, listen, we're going to get it on, but not out here.
You don't want to get that one out here, do you, in this nasty stink garage?
Just go in the house in the warm bed, but I can give you the shimmy. I'll meet you back in your room in 5 minutes.
I ain't falling for that trick.
I'm going to get that knife out your back.
You're going to have to give me a little sugar right now.
Oh, I scream.
No, don't. Don't scream.
No. Shh.
Wait, baby. I'll give you a little kiss, a little peck on the cheek, okay? Just hold you over till I reach up in the room. You ain't gonna hurt nobody. You're so cute. Come here.
Oh, I want a little sugar. Mm.
Oh, God.
She's grabbed his face and stuck her spittle-covered tongue in his mouth. He runs out of the garage, holding his hand over his face. Then he leans over a bush.
Oh,
everybody into the presentation, so please have your press credentials ready.
A crowd of reporters has gathered at the entrance to the university while Sherman pulls into a space in the basement car park. When he gets out of the car, he drops all his papers on the floor as he leans down to pick them up.
Well, if it isn't old Chunky Butt. Oh,
buddy, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just came down for your big presentation. Why, you not nervous, are you?
No, I ain't nervous.
No, I ain't. That's interesting. It's starting to sound kind of ignorant. But don't worry, because if this professor ain't gonna work out, there's always room for another brother down at the car wash. You can work in the drying section. They can put a big beach towel on your ass, and you can stand in the doorway as the cars come out and dry them a side at a time. That's your future.
Hey, buddy. I noticed since the split up that I haven't really felt like myself. I was wondering if you've been experiencing any changes.
Not at all. I feel great. Never felt better in my life. Tell you what, business is really starting to look up for me too, Sherman. You know what else?
Hey! You better run, but I'm gonna get that chair. Come here!
Sherman watches Buddy chase a cat out of the parking lot. At the clumps.
Sherman, come on. A minute.
What channel Sherman gonna come on? Anybody know?
Hey, Ernest, have some of these
pants
here.
Sure,
it's still
right
warm. Don't drop them on my floor now. All right, everybody. Sherman, get ready to come on TV now. Everybody gather around.
What channel is it? You know fame is gonna pass. And the only thing that's permanent is family. Ain't that right, Dad?
Get your ass out there.
Shit.
How many damn times, Ernest, I gotta take you stay out my damn chair?
Oh,
you work on them cars all day, gonna put the grease all in my chair, smear the grease in there.
Right.
I gotta sit on this grease. My gray pants still got grease all on because of you.
You happy you got your chair? Enjoy.
Chair.
Ernest, will you please tell your father to be quiet?
What channel is?
Sherman's coming on.
What channel is Sherman come on?
Yeah, you go and tell me what you just said. I'll come over there and whip your ass.
Yeah, right there, yeah. That's the channel.
Thank you very much.
Watch the damn TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, for coming out, my name is Professor Sherman Clump. I'm a professor here at Wilhelmina College, and...
Ooh, look at him. Look at Joe Collins.
Look how dashing he looks. He looks just like Billy D.
Don't look handsome.
Billy D. Oh, Billy D. Club.
As you all know, Ponce de Leon searched his entire life for the fountain of youth. And today, we will complete his journey. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you all the Wilhelmina College Youth Formula.
Well, maybe I need to take some of that.
It don't kill ugly.
Do Cletus know I'm strapped?
Yeah.
Come on,
you better tell him I'm strapped.
And if you miss, I'm gonna finish y'all. I just want you to know that.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
What's you messing with me?
Stop
I ain't saying nothing. In fact, don't say nothing at all. I'm trying to watch Sherman.
The formula to
okay, cool.
That he will become younger.
Why would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Great laboratories are here at Wilhelmina College. This is Molly. Molly is 1 year old, and Petey is 4. Petey is our candidate for genetic transmogrification. Petey is our candidate for genetic transmogrification. Genetic transmogrification. Youthification.
So that ain't no word.
How come Uncle Sherman's talking funny? He's starting to sound like you, Dad.
He don't sound right, do
he? He sound like me. What's that? Look at Sherman all up in the ivory tower just because he went to college, you know what I mean? I could have gone to college if I took that damn elastic aptitude test.
Hey, shut up!
What the hell wrong with Sherman?
Oh, he's breaking me down in front of my seed on the regular.
The reason we gonna make him young. So I say, let's get it on!
He dips a pipette into the formula.
I'm gonna just give a drop of this to Petey. We'll watch and see what happens.
The audience watch as Petey's statistics change on the computer screen and he leaps around the cage. Sherman smiles at the audience applause, then notices that Petey has climbed on Molly's back and is mating with her.
Isaac, you watching now?
Hey, that ain't right. The hamsters will be hamsters, huh?
Dean Richmond shields a woman's eyes jokingly. Suddenly, Petey starts to expand, and as he sits up on his hind legs, he feels the glass cage, and it smashes open. He towers over Sherman and roars at the audience. Dean Richmond is frozen with fear as the audience flees from the giant rodent.
Look at that!
Now that's cool. That's real cool.
Look at that, Petey! Now, boy!
Molly scuttles through the hall between people's feet. Petey spots her and starts to follow.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
Petey sees the armed guard, then turns around to shoot enormous droppings at him. The guard urges people to file out while aiming his gun at Petey. More droppings fly across the room, smashing windows and displays. Then one hits the guard in the stomach and sends him shooting through the doors into the corridor. The dean grabs a fur coat and tries to scuttle away, but Petey catches sight of him and his eyes widen. Petey walks up behind the dean, who pops his head out from under the coat.
Oh, no, no, please, I'm not that kind of...
Oh, my God, I got to turn the channel. I don't want my baby seeing that.
That man ain't gonna never be right again.
Oh.
I need to take Isaac pressure.
Oh, what's wrong with this?
Something like that'll ruin a man.
Cover the baby's eyes.
That's too much excitement for my baby. Turn the channel.
I can't even turn.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's what that is, all right. Cover the baby's eyes, and he don't need to know what it is, Mama.
Nah, was that supposed to happen?
Leanne is leaving Wellman.
It's the lovely Miss Guilford.
Mr. Love.
What a wonderful day we're having, huh?
Why am I not surprised to see you here?
Well, I figured since it turns out that Professor Klump ain't your man after all, you might want to talk a deal.
All right. Have your formula ready for presentation on Friday.
Friday it is. See you Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely dress. I'll wear something sharp.
Oh, Dean, I'm just trying to figure out what went wrong here. I just don't understand. It must have been some sort of contaminant or something.
You know, the deal with Fleer is off. I just spoke to Leanne Guilford. But that doesn't bother me. After all, what's $150 million?
Oh, Dean Richmond, I am so sorry. I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this because this was not supposed to happen.
No, that's not what bothers me. Deals will come and deals will go. Wellman will always be Wellman. But I'll tell you what does bother me. On the way over here, a cute little boy pointed at me and said, "Oh, look, Mommy, there goes the hamster's bitch!"
As Dean Richmond turns away, Sherman notices his jacket is ripped to shreds at the back.
Dean, for whatever it's worth, PD is back to normal and feeling just fine.
Oh, yeah? Do you think he'll call?
Dean, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry.
Stop speaking!
I just want to go on record as saying that. But don't say that.
I've been looking forward to saying something to you for 12 years, and here it is. You're fat! And dumb.
Denise comes in.
And fired.
Sherman seems ashamed as she approaches him looking distraught. Now, Jason is studying a 3D image of a brain on his computer screen. There is a red section which indicates an area that has been damaged. Sherman shuts up his office.
Sherman, it's not your fault.
I'm never gonna be the same again, Emma.
I'm afraid not.
Jason shows Sherman an animated mock-up of how the damage will spread.
Since you've separated from Buddy, 26% of your brain cells have been damaged. When that increases to 78%, your speech and memory...
I know. I'll be a total idiot.
Don't you think it's time you told Denise?
Oh, no, Jason, I can't do that. He's now can I tell that I'm losing the very thing that made her fall in love with me in the first place.
He shakes his head.
Mm-mm.
Sherman, broken-hearted, watches the percentage of damaged brain cells increase on the screen and then sighs resignedly. Now, Denise is coming out of a bridal gown shop, carrying a dress in a plastic cover. She puts it into the boot of her car.
Hi.
Sherman, what are you doing here?
How you doing? Well, Mama told me I might be able to find you here.
You know, I've been looking all over the place for you. I mean, I've been leaving messages everywhere. I went by your place.
Yeah, well, I had a lot on my mind. You know, I walk around, going around, get time to think, and wonder if I could talk to you about something.
Look, I know you're upset about what happened, but we could get right back to work with the youth formula, and I think the problem...
Not science, Denise. I'm not... This isn't about science.
Sherman, we could start completely over. We could find another university, and after the wedding, we can even...
That's what I'm talking about, the wedding. Denise, I don't think there's going to be a wedding.
Well, not right away anyway. I mean, my head's just kind of messed up right now, and I don't think it'd be fair to you.
What?
I made a mistake. And I have to work that mistake out. I have to live with that. No. Me, not you. See, you're so pretty and you're so smart and you just got your whole life ahead of you. I just don't want to mess things up for you. I'm sorry, Denise.
She stares at him in disbelief, tears filling her eyes.
I think I better get going.
As she breaks down, she runs across the road to her car, then drives off. Sherman is left standing at the roadside, looking devastated. He hangs his head. The next day, Anna Pearl watches him sadly out of the window as he sits brooding on the porch.
You all right?
Oh, I just don't understand. Cletus Neal won't tell me why.
Anna, listen. Sometimes a man do some crazy things, you know?
Oh.
Not that he's trying to hurt nobody, and he's not trying to tell you that he don't love you or nothing like that. It's just, you know, sometimes you get kind of confused, you know?
They study each other for a moment.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Cletus, I hear what you're saying.
I'll talk to the boy.
Everything was so fabulous.
It's all right. Stop all that crying. We'll clean those up.
Oh, Cletus.
Don't worry. It's not all over the place looking at itself. Put it on me. What is on me? Oh, goddamn, what you put on me now, Anna? What this on me for?
Now, Cletus and Sherman are sitting at the top of an unfinished building, their feet dangling over the edge.
Yeah, you know something, Sherman. The very first building I worked on was on this side right here. Yep. You know something? Was a bakery. Yeah. Tore it down 2 years ago. And here, 35 years later, I wound up working on the thing all over and building it all up all over again. Ain't that something? I used to think that the building that I worked on was permanent. But I was wrong, because they ain't. That's not permanent. You know what's permanent, Sherman. You know what's permanent. I'm gonna tell you. What me and your mama got, that's permanent. That ain't going no place. You know what I mean? I tell you, boy, if you get you a woman that loves you, that really, really loves you, you got to hold on to that, Sherman. Yeah, it's true, Daddy. God knows I sure do love Denise. Well, then y'all got to get back together then. Get back together. Daddy, wait a minute, that's it.
Yeah.
Get back together.
That's right.
If we get back together, then that'll make everything okay.
Dynamite, go on, call the girl.
Oh, not Denise, I'm talking about Buddy.
Say what?
If me and Buddy get back together, that'll make everything fine between me and Denise.
Hey, you just took the wrong off ramp.
Look at this. I can use the youth formula. I'll feed it to Buddy and make him so young, I'll turn him back into goop.
Huh?
And I ain't just... I eat it. I eat it.
Say what now?
That's it. Daddy, that'll work. I wouldn't even have thought about that before. Oh, this is
Jeff,
fantastic.
Wait, who are you going to eat?
Jeff!
Numbers scroll rapidly on a computer screen while Sherman impatiently taps the keyboard. He crosses his fingers and a message flashes up which reads, Concentrated Youth Formula Production Activate. A round jar fills with bubbling green liquid which travels through a tangle of clear pipes until it drips out red into a test tube.
Hello, Sherman. I heard you were here.
Just give me a minute, Dean. I'll be on my way.
No problem. Trespass all you like. It goes so well in court with grand theft.
I beg your pardon?
You're trying to sell the youth formula under a different identity?
Who do you think you are?
Dean, look, you just don't understand, really.
That's always possible. Then help me out if you don't mind. Explain it. Why is Buddy Love meeting with Fleer?
Oh, my goodness, I gotta hurry up.
Not so fast, pal. I'm not letting you out of my sight till both our names are on that contract. I'm gonna be stuck on you like a giant hamster on my ass. Where you go, I go.
Look, Dean, I have no time to stand here and argue with you right now. If you want to come along, I'll explain to you on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen and distinguished guests, it is showtime. I'd like to present to you Exhibit A. His name is Zeke, and it is very clear that Zeke has been getting his ass whipped by Father Time for many, many years.
Denise arrives at Sherman's old office and hovers at the door. She looks around sadly and then walks over to the desk and puts down an envelope marked, Please Forward to Sherman Klump. As she's walking back out through the lab, she notices that a computer nearby is flashing the message, "Attention, clump personal file open. Perform backup procedure." She hurries over to it. A new message reads, "Gene extraction complete," and she takes a seat in front of the computer. A demonstration of how Buddy came into existence and why Sherman's brain is dysfunctioning plays on screen. She continues to type.
Oh my God, Sherman.
The damaged brain cells are at 43%. Now at the clumps.
Sherman! Sherman! Sherman!
Hey!
Thank God.
Hey, what's going on?
Papa Clump. Have you seen Sherman? He's in trouble.
Oh, tell me about it. First the boy acting all crazy and cut off the wedding. Then they talking about eating some guy. I want to know if it's something I need to talk to the boy about.
Wait a minute, eating somebody?
Yeah, he said they're going to eat some man.
Of course, Buddy.
Yeah, that's the guy you're talking about. What's going on between three of y'all? Some kind of, what's this guy, menage a trois or something?
You know, I think I know where Sherman is.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Zeke dropped dead right now, who would care?
I would.
My point exactly, that no person, no matter who they are, no matter how hopelessly disgusting their case may be, should be left without a second chance. And that is why I would like to introduce New You, a fully copyrighted product being offered to you by the good people of Love Enterprises. Now, if you'd be so kind, Zeke, would you drink this up, please? It's kind of like Mogan David, but fruitier.
Wait! I'm sorry to interrupt, ladies and gentlemen, but I cannot go on living unless I have this man inside me right now.
Steady, sailor.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, if it isn't Professor Sherman Klump, the inventor of Jumbo, the horny hamster.
Please!
Buddy, I am sick and I am tired of your S-H...
I.
Thank you. T-E.
Oh, ho, ho. My shite? Oh, really? Well, what you gonna do about it, Shamu, huh?
Here's what I'm gonna do.
I don't have no time to play no games with your ass,
you got
Sherman.
Time to
Let me
play
tell
a little
you.
Catch, don't you?
Huh? Oh.
Woo-hoo. Buddy.
Sherman has Buster's toy ball and he pretends to throw it for Buddy. Buddy excitedly waits for the ball to be thrown. Sherman throws the yellow ball across the boardroom and Buddy leaps up, catching it in his mouth. He lands in the middle of the table and stands up triumphantly with the ball still wedged between his teeth. Suddenly, he tastes something strange and removes the ball. He squeezes it.
What the hell is that?
Who's dumb now?
Buddy starts to tremble and jerk.
Oh, Sherman! Oh, you sneaky son of a bitch! Oh, Sherman! Oh!
Buddy shrinks as he gets younger until he's a toddler standing naked in a pile of clothes.
Everybody calm down! Just calm down! This is part of the demonstration. Just calm. Relax.
Everything's under control.
What the hell are you looking at? This is an impressive package for a toddler.
All right, Mr. Toddler. Nothing to see here, folks. This mutant is about to dissolve into liquid, and then the fat man is going to suck him through a straw.
Sorry, buddy. I just want my life back.
You don't owe him any exploit.
Come
one
here,
second.
Come here.
What? Oh, you rotten son of a... Ooh.
Buddy pees on him.
Forget it, fat ass!
The end.
Dean, I want that formula. Bring me the man who made it. I'm ready to make a deal.
Right!
Buddy runs along the hall.
I'm making it!
Sherman follows, but pauses as his damaged brain cells reach 60%.
There he is.
What the hell is happening?
In the lift, Buddy becomes a pool of blue goo. A man in a suit runs off screaming.
What the hell was that?
Buddy.
Denise's car screeches round an intersection.
That's it. Slow the car down. Slow down. We can't help Sherman wrap around the light pole.
We've got to get to him. He and Buddy have to recombine immediately.
Outside the FLIR building.
There's the little snot now.
What the hell are you looking at?
Come on.
What? The damaged cells are at 63%.
Don't feel right. Starting to feel a little lightheaded.
If you quit now, you're going to be empty-headed. Come on, Clump. Let's get him.
Get a hold of this, chubby.
Buddy gives a watery finger, then gets flung by the wheel of a truck onto a woman's bottom.
Woo, you got a big ass!
She punches a man behind her.
What?
Follow that ass.
Cletus.
Oh, here, now what's all this? Move out the way, David!
Wait a minute, I think I see him.
Hey.
God damn.
Oh, no, don't even think about it. Don't you do it! Oh, you're doing it!
At the train station, the woman's flatulence shoots Buddy up into the air. Buddy works his way through shuffling feet to the ledge of a fountain nearby.
All right, Tubby. See how long you last without me.
Sherman and the Dean approach the decorative fountain, but Buddy has already disintegrated.
What? That's it? He's gone? What? Oh, that's marvelous.
Sherman points across the station.
Deal is dead, you know that. I've been calling you a moron for years. Now you're finally...
Sherman looks at him dolefully.
I'll just get a cab.
The Dean walks away from Sherman, who has a flashback of everything that has happened since he extracted the gene.
They raised the gene.
No one.
I want to be perfect for
perfect.
About time you told him this.
Accept the fact.
That's your future.
You will never learn to control him till you accept the fact he is a part of you.
The computer reads damaged brain cells 78%, condition critical. Denise and Cletus arrive at the station and discover Sherman sitting beside the fountain with a forlorn expression.
Sherman.
Denise runs to him.
You okay?
He points to the pool and mumbles at her.
Gone.
Buddy, he evaporated.
Gone. And me, no smart. Never. No more.
Sherman, that's okay. I mean, we'll figure something out. There has to be something that we can
Denise,
do.
I just want to say I'm sorry. I never wanted to hurt you. You understand? I thought that if you knew that Buddy was a part of me, I thought that you wouldn't have me then.
Sherman.
No, hear me. I should have had more faith in you. I should have had more faith in myself.
Sherman. Sherman, what's wrong? Sherman.
I can't hear, son.
Sherman, look at me. Who am I?
He studies her for a moment, then smiles.
Pretty lady.
Oh, honey.
Oh, that's nice.
It's gonna be okay.
Nice.
I'll take care of you.
Oh, come on, let's get the boy home. Nice.
As they hug, one of her tears falls onto the spot where Buddy evaporated. It glows a faint blue, then rolls into the pool.
Come on, let's get him home.
Go home now.
Come on.
Go home now. Hey, well, thank you.
They start to walk away, but Sherman pauses to look back at the pool.
Oh, look at the beauty water.
The small fountain is glowing blue.
Oh my God, it's Buddy. His DNA dispersed in the water molecules. Sherman, quick.
What the hell?
Drink this.
Oh, no, dirty water.
No, honey, come on, you have to drink this, please.
He drinks from her cupped hand.
Look at me. What's my name?
Denise.
Yes.
Denise.
Drink some more.
Denise. Drink some more.
What's 2 times 2?
2 times 2 is 4.
4 times 4.
4 times 4 is 5. 6 liters.
Oh, Sherman, yes. You drink some more before Buddy disperses.
Come on, boy. Get your snoop.
Cletus dunks his face in.
What's the matter, middle name?
I just...
Oh, hell no, that ain't it.
He dunks him again.
Let him get a lot. That's enough. He's a pearl.
Sherman, what's the square root of 2,602?
That's hard. 1,414.426. 3855.
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
They hug each other tightly and spin around. Now, they are hugging again, but this time they are at their wedding. They stare into each other's eyes, and then hand in hand, turn to face their guests, who are all applauding them.
Oh, family!
Dynamite!
That's so lovely.
Hey, let's go out to the new Mr. and
Ms. Sherman Klein.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all take it down.
A one in a million.
Ernie is singing with a band that has Grandpa Isaac as the drummer.
That sounds good. And live.
Woo! Ernie! That's live! That's live, Ernie!
Yes, indeed. You certainly are one of the men. Then I am finally in charge, all right? All the way in charge. Sherman Klump in charge.
Well, you know I say Sherman like. Cletus Klump, stop all that bragging. Come on, Dad.
Excuse me.
Oh, don't put my arm on. I'll get right back at you.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, you ready?
Denise throws her bouquet, and Dean Richmond inadvertently catches it.
You know what this means, don't you?
Petey the hamster eyes Dean Richmond suggestively, then winks. The dean looks disgusted for a second, but then seems to be considering something.
Anna Pearl, you are looking foxy fine tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, got me feeling like I'm 20 years old again.
Oh, okay. Oh. Cletus, is that you?
Damn right.
Hercules, 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 Hercules.
Sherman twirls Denise round while Cletus and Anna Pearl dance closely. Sherman kisses Denise while Ernie Jr. dances to his father's singing. Ernie Sr. becomes emotional and drops the microphone. As the party continues, fireflies spell out the words, "The End."
Get the heart pumping with the red wine. The vegetables of circulation. Pumping heart, red wine. 1 and 1 and 2. Powerful erection. Powerful erection.